This is Leo for actualized.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about visualization. All right, welcome back. Let's talk visualization. I'm really excited about this video because visualization is a very, very powerful technique and tool that we can use as self-development junkies. I hope you are one. If you are, we can use this tool to work directly on our subconscious and to start shaping and working with our self-image. This is an incredibly powerful thing, and I want to get into all the details in this video. In this video, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what visualization is, why it's important, how it works. I'm going to give you a whole checklist that you can go down to do a proper visualization so that you're getting every point correct. And then at the very end, I'm actually going to take you through a visualization exercise so that you know that you're doing it correctly. You're going to do it with me here as you're watching, and then you're going to go away and you're going to be a visualization master. Then you can go and practice and get some really powerful, life-changing, transformational results from using this technique. So what is visualization? Visualization is simply a technique where you sit down quietly by yourself and you use mental imagery, your own imagination. You're using your own imagination to start priming your subconscious mind with various images of the goals that you want to achieve. So whatever kind of goals or ambitions you have in your life, whatever kind of life you want to create, if you're like me and you really want to create a powerful, extraordinary life, live to the fullest, then this is where visualization comes in really, really handy, because then those goals are going to get programmed into your mind, and then it's going to be much easier for you to go out and to take action on them. So that's also the why of visualization. Why do we care about visualization? It's because we are self-development junkies, and we want to accomplish big things in life. And I don't know if you've tried, but when you try to accomplish something big in your life, whether it's losing a lot of weight or improving your diet and nutrition, or starting a business, or improving your career, or whatever it is that you want to do, starting an amazing relationship. If you want to do any of those things and more, then you know that you need to really put in something extra, extra effort, extra initiative. And this is where visualization is powerful, is that it gets your mind soaked in the imagery and the goals, and it creates a sense of motivation, so that you can go out there and be inspired to do the things that you want to do rather than grinding through them, because if you're going to grind through everything, then you're not going to accomplish nearly as much. So that is the why. Now let's talk a little bit about the how. I'm going to go into a whole list of all the different steps that you're going to take. The how is basically what you're doing here, kind of on an abstract level, is that you are using images in your mind to work on your self-image. And the self-image, I actually have a video on self-image, which is a very critical video for you to watch. You should watch it, and I'm going to link it down below in the comment section so you can find that really easy. But quickly here to recap, the self-image, all it is it's the worldview that you create that resides in your subconscious mind. So these are the beliefs that you have, how you believe the world works, how you believe the world is, what you believe is true, what you believe is false, and most importantly, what you believe about yourself. What you believe your weaknesses are, your strengths, your capabilities, or impossibilities for you. So that's the self-image. And the self-image, it holds you back from doing the things that you really want to do in your life. The reason that is because most people's self-images are flawed, and they have a lot of disempowering beliefs residing in there, and it's hard to work and shape that self-image because those beliefs are below the level of awareness. So you, a lot of times, don't have even the awareness that you have these beliefs. You just don't know that you have them. And yet they're there, and they are what's controlling all the subconscious actions that you take in your life. And most of your results in life stem from subconscious actions. So wouldn't it be nice if we could take this flawed self-image, this disempowering self-image that has been accumulated from childhood and all the traumatic experiences that we've had and all that, now it's here. Couldn't we take that and somehow reshape it and engineer it to be the way that we want it to be so that we can get the goals and objectives that we want in our life actually realized? Wouldn't it be cool if there was a way to do that? Well, there actually is, and visualization is one of the most powerful ways that I know to do this. So it's really about reshaping the self-image. That's why this thing is so important. Don't worry if you don't consider yourself a visual person or a natural visualizer. I find that most people, when you tell them visualization, it's just a label. Don't get too hung up on the label. Most people already visualize in their lives. They just aren't aware of it, and they don't do it consciously. What we're doing here, the only thing is we're just taking conscious control of this process. If you take a time from your past where you've accomplished something big or something successful, where you overcame a really big challenge, where you really accomplished and achieved a major goal, what you're going to discover is that the reason that you were able to do that is because you were visualizing your success either throughout the process, but especially in the beginning phases. So if you started a business, or you maybe worked really hard through college to get a job or a career, or maybe you worked really hard and got yourself a marriage or a relationship, so the way that you did that is because you were always dreaming in your mind about what you wanted. You had literally images, visions of what you wanted. And then what happened was that your life slowly, by you taking action, your life started to come closer and closer and closer to that image. And if you were really good, then your life maybe even resembles that image perfectly right now. Or maybe it's even better than your original image. Or it's close to it. So this is the process of creation, right? This is how people create stuff. Everything in the world that has been created that's meaningful, that's big, that's ambitious, that's beautiful, any work of art, any business, any product, any industry, any service, it all started with a vision. It all started with an image in someone's mind. This is an important idea to understand and to buy into, because if you don't buy into this, then you're not going to take visualization seriously. And I will show you with the exercise we do at the end just how powerful visualization can be. So this is something that is not to be underestimated. If you are somebody who wants to create stuff in his or her life, and you want to be extremely productive, and you want to be successful, then this is especially important for you, because to achieve those goals, you have to be driven by it. You have to have a sense of inspiration and motivation, and imagery is the way that you do that with your mind. So this is super, super critical. So hopefully that proves to you that you already are a visualizer, and that this isn't something foreign to you. This is just something that now we're really taking control of this process. We're really optimizing it, and now we're going to use it very consciously and deliberately to plant those ideas in your mind. Because for most people, what I find is that they do visualize, but it's very, very random and sporadic, and so that's the kind of results they get in their life. The results are very random and sporadic. We don't want that, right? We want very consistent, very powerful results. So that means we take this process under our control. And here's how. So here's kind of the checklist that you're going to follow to do successful visualization off on your own. So here's how it works. Step number one is that you sit down somewhere alone in a quiet room where nobody can disturb you. You need some time by yourself. You're going to have a timer with you or a stopwatch. What I like to do is I like to just have an app on my smartphone with a little countdown timer. So that's going to be important. That's going to tell you how much time you're spending on your visualizations. And you're going to need at least 5 or 10 minutes for this process. So that's step number one. Five or 10 minutes, a timer, and just sit down. Step number two is you close your eyes. Step number three is that you set a focus for your visualization. What do you want to visualize? So that means some sort of goal or objective or purpose. So maybe for you, that's losing some weight, or improving your business, improving your career, getting more money, or any kind of personal development goals that you have, whatever. So you set a goal and make sure it's something specific and something focused. Don't pick 10 different goals or 2 different goals. Select just one goal, one focus for this session of visualization. Good. Next, what you're going to do, step four, is that you're really going to calm yourself down. Our mind tends to be busy as we're walking around the day, doing stuff, running our busy, hectic lives. Our mind is always thinking, 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 and churning. Well, we want to shut that off to do successful visualization. This fourth step, it's not strictly necessary. A lot of times I will skip it if I'm short on time, but I found that if you do it, it's going to lead to a more powerful visualization. And this is simply you're going to spend 1 or 2 minutes just doing some deep breathing with your eyes closed. Some deep, calm breathing, breathing nice and deep into your stomach, and then breathing out. And you're just going to do that for 2 minutes at most, just to get yourself a little bit like calm and centered. And if you can, put your focus in your body. Put your focus in your breath and in everything that you feel in your body so that you're right now in the moment. Don't think about the past or the future. Be present while you're doing this. Okay, so that was step number four. You've centered yourself. Now it's time to do the visualization. You're going to take your timer and you're going to set 5 or 10 minutes. Let's say you set 5 minutes. So you set 5 minutes, you click the start button. Now the 5 minutes are ticking down. What you're going to start doing is you're going to start visualizing your goal. So what is your goal? Let's use just a throwaway example here so that we are talking about something specific and not abstract. How about the goal of becoming a millionaire? Let's say you want to become a millionaire. Okay, good. So if that's your goal, now you start picturing it. What does it look like to be a millionaire? What kind of car would you drive? What kind of house would you have? What kind of work would you be doing? What would you be doing with your life? How would your life be different? How would you feel inside? Would you have a big smile on your face? What kind of friends would you have? How would your family feel about you? So you start thinking and visualizing all this stuff. And what the key here is that you want to be filling your mind with the imagery, right? Vivid, vivid imagery. The next point that I'm going to tell you is that you got to be very detailed and as vivid as possible with your images. Now, your images aren't going to be as vivid as real vision. They're not going to be that vivid. They're going to be murky and hazy. Some of us are better at visualization than others. But what I find, and what's been really proven and documented, is that as you do visualization, you get stronger and stronger and stronger because it's like a muscle. You've got an imagination muscle in your head, and you're flexing it every time you sit down to do this visualization. So at first, you might start off and it might be a little hazy. Just work through it and try to get as much detail as possible. A good trick is to start to use multiple senses. So even though this process is called visualization, that doesn't mean it only pertains to imagery. So definitely have the images there of you being a millionaire, but also have the sounds. Hear it. What does it sound like to be a millionaire? What does it feel like in your body? What kind of emotions does it bring up in you? Senses of touch, even smell and taste. Maybe you see yourself going and having a nice, really expensive meal at some restaurant, and you're tasting that meal and you're smelling it. Maybe you're touching things. Maybe you're feeling the smooth, slick metal body of your expensive car, and you're running your hand across it, right? Stuff like that. You want to get as much detail in there as possible. That's going to make it seem more real. And that's the trick here, is that the more real this feels to you, the better. Because what's happening is that it's going from the conscious mind into the subconscious mind, and it's programming itself in there as you do this visualization. Good. The next step is that you want to visualize in the now, in the present moment. So here we're talking about being a millionaire. So here what that means is that instead of visualizing yourself being a millionaire 10 years from now, which is nice, what you ought to do is visualize yourself being a millionaire right now, right this second. You're a millionaire right now. Picture yourself being a millionaire right in the moment. This is a very important point, and many people get this wrong about visualization, is that you want to visualize about the present, not the future. The future is better than nothing, but the present is even better than the future. Your mind will buy into it even more. You're basically tricking your mind with this process. So to really trick it, make yourself feel like you've got it right now. And really soak in the emotions. Soak in everything that you're feeling. This should be a very emotional experience, not a logical experience. Okay, good. So that's basically the process. You sit there for 5 minutes, or maybe 10 minutes. Your timer rings and goes off. That's it. You're done. Now, if you want, you can do another round of visualization after that, maybe on some other goal that you have, or you can then get up, open your eyes, and do whatever you got to do, run your errands, and run the rest of your life and your day. Now, a couple of points. Very, very critical. This whole visualization process doesn't work unless you do it every single day. So if you plan on doing visualization where you do 5 minutes here, 10 minutes the next day, and then you skip a week, and then you do another 5 minutes, might as well not even try. Don't bother. You're just going to waste your time because it's not going to work. The whole point here is to reprogram your subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is reprogrammed through repetition, the way a dog's mind is. That's literally how it is. So to do that, you're going to have to do this consistently. That means weeks. Weeks have to go by of you consistently doing this visualization every single day like clockwork. I do it every single day like clockwork. I don't miss a day because I know how important it is for me to be seeding these images of my future into my mind, because I'm very ambitious, I have very big goals, and I know that I'm not going to achieve them unless I do this. So for me, this is top, top, top priority. Structure your day around this. Do this in the morning, maybe do this in the evening. Do it at lunchtime, whenever you can, but make sure that you don't skip. And the other caveat that I'll throw out there is the point about resistance. So when you're visualizing in the now, your subconscious mind is going to start coming up with all sorts of resistance to you doing that. For example, if you're visualizing that you're a millionaire right now, and you're actually not a millionaire, and let's say you're only earning $50,000 a year, that's your salary, and you've never earned more than that, and you have no idea about how you're actually going to become a millionaire, if you start visualizing that you're a millionaire right now in the moment, then your subconscious mind is going to rebel against you. And it's going to say, whoa, wait a minute. What are you doing here? You're not a millionaire. You can't be telling yourself that you're a millionaire. This is hogwash. This is wishful thinking. It's fantasy. This is not reality. We need to be realistic. What you got to do is you got to push through it. This is the training process, right? When you're training a dog, the dog is not going to obey you. That's the training process. It disobeys and you train and you give punishments and rewards. Same thing here. When your mind is disobeying you and resisting, you need to drill into it even more with even more intensity. So this is a very critical point. Don't worry that you have resistance, especially when you're visualizing about the present and you're really making yourself feel it. You have to just fantasize about it and let yourself be in fantasy land for a little while. You're not spending the rest of your life or the rest of your day even in fantasy land. You're just spending 5 or 10 minutes. So shut off your critical mind for 5 or 10 minutes while you do this exercise. This is very important. Okay, so with that, if you do this process and you do it consistently, then you're going to get some amazing results. And you also have to have the right expectations. So again, it might take you at least 2 to 4 weeks to start seeing some of the results of this visualization. But then you can continue doing visualization even longer and longer and longer. And the more you do it, then the more benefit you're going to get out of it. It's kind of like a meditation practice. Personally, I do it for about 20 or 30 minutes every single day, and I've done it for almost a year now straight, and I only missed like maybe 1 or 2 days from that whole period because it's that important to me. So go ahead and try that out. All right, so that's the core fundamentals of visualization. What I want to do now is I want to give you an actual demonstration of how to do a visualization. So I'm going to guide you through one right now. Okay, what I want to do now is guide you through a visualization. So this is a live exercise. Go ahead and do this with me as I'm speaking. This will be powerful and it will drill into your mind how visualization is supposed to work. All right, so go ahead and find yourself a comfortable seat with your back up straight and sit comfortably and relaxed. As you do that, go ahead and close your eyes and just listen to me talk and let me guide you through this visualization. Good. As you're sitting there now with your eyes closed, go ahead and start to feel your body. Get in touch with your body, all the different parts and how they feel. Now really notice your breath. Go ahead and take control of that breath now and take one deep, nice, slow breath in. And then exhale. And as you exhale, go ahead and relax your whole body. Good. Go ahead and take another nice deep breath in, just like that one. And exhale and relax your body even more. Nice. Feel your mind shutting off and just getting very calm and still. And feel your whole body sensing itself. Get your mind completely into the present moment. Imagine that there is no past. You have no past at all. no personal history whatsoever. The future. Forget about the future completely. Imagine that you have no future at all. All you are is what you are right now. Just the present right now, what's happening right now. Good. Go ahead and take one more nice deep breath in at your own pace. And as you're exhaling that breath, relax your body completely. Good. Make your mind very still, very centered, very clear. Your mind isn't thinking any thoughts. It's just being aware of everything it's feeling in its body. Good. Go ahead and feel the soles of your feet. Go ahead and feel your upper thighs and your butt sitting on the cushion or the surface. Feel your back muscles, all the way from your lower back, up through your spine, and up to your shoulder blades. Good. Now go ahead and feel your arms. Feel the awareness and sensation going from the shoulders of your arms, down through the elbow and the forearms and into the hands. Good. And now feel it go through your fingertips. Good. Now shift your awareness to your neck muscles and move that awareness slowly up from your neck muscles all the way up into your jaw and your facial muscles. And now relax all of your facial muscles and your jaw completely. And finally, feel the very top of your head, the very point at the very top of your head. Put your awareness right there. Good. Now your whole body is relaxed and nice and calm, and your mind is very still. I'm going to guide you through a visualization now. Keep your mind just as still as it is right now and just as focused, and keep your eyes closed. Breathe comfortably at your own pace. I want you to imagine, in vivid detail, the following scene. Imagine that it's a Saturday morning. The weekend has come, and you've got your whole Saturday free to yourself. And it's early morning, you feel full of energy. You wake up really early in the morning. And you decide that today, you're just going to spend the whole day golfing. You woke up with the sun, you feel full of energy, you're focused, laser focused, you feel totally calm. and you walk out onto that golf field. It's still really early in the morning. The sun is now up, but it's shining in your eyes, nice and bright, that bright morning sunshine. The air feels kind of cool and brisk, but you're dressed nice and warm, so you don't feel cold. It's just nice and refreshing. Feel the slight breeze across your face as you're out there on the grass. And feel your feet. Your feet have golf shoes on, and they're sinking into the wet grass. The grass is a little bit mushy, and it gives way to your weight. Notice how green the grass is. It's such a bright, rich green. The sun rays are hitting that grass, and every blade of glass just sparkles. And you see the little dewdrops on every blade of grass. As you're standing there admiring the grass, you also take a nice deep breath in with your nose, and you start to smell it too. That crisp, grassy air. And the wind, it just feels so refreshing and crystal clear. That crystal clear morning air. And your body just totally relaxes as you breathe that in. Your mind is completely still. You have no thoughts of work or family or friends or any obligations or the past or the future. You're just enjoying yourself on the golf course right now. And you hear birds chirping in the morning as they're rising with the sun. There are birds all over, all around in the trees, flying around in the grass. And you just bask in that. You bask in the sunshine. You feel the sun rays warming your skin. And now you look ahead all the way down the golf course. And you see yourself, you're at the driving point at the very beginning. And hundreds of yards away, you see that little white flag, the hole. And the golf course just looks so peaceful and green and calm and beautiful. There's nobody else out here but you. You're the only one. And you just feel good. You just feel so good in your body. You don't even care about the game. You don't care about your shot. You don't care about how many strokes you make. You just feel good for being out here. And now you take one of the balls and you put it down on the tee in the grass. And then you bend back up. And you grab your driver in your hands. And you hold it in your hands. You get a nice grip on it. You feel the leather of the driver, the grip. It's nice and soft. You feel it on your hands. Just the perfect grip. Your favorite grip. And you set it down right next to the ball. The head of the driver is right next to the ball. You're all lined up. You look at the ball. Then you look forward at the white little flag, all those hundreds of yards ahead. And you just feel so good. Everything feels so perfect. You're all lined up for the shot. The club feels just the perfect weight in your hands. And you just lift it off just a little bit off the grass where it was resting. And now you're ready for your swing. And you swing like butter. It's just so smooth and effortless. Like you were born to make that swing. And you just pull the club back, and then you sweep it forward right through the ball and arc it all the way across for the follow through. And your driver just hits that ball crisp, right in that sweet spot, that sound, you hear that perfect sound of the perfect hit right at the center of the club with that ball. You just nailed it. And the power behind that drive, it's just perfect. And you look out and you see that ball flying through the air. That nice, long, high arc. And then it disappears into the bright sun. And then you see it plop down right on the green, right next to the flag. And you just smile because that was the perfect shot. And this is the perfect morning. Good. Go ahead and bask in that for a few more seconds. And then we're going to bring you back. Okay. On the count of three, you're going to take a few more deep breaths and then bring yourself out. You're going to open your eyes. You're going to come back nice and refreshed, feeling good. One, two, three. Go ahead and open your eyes and welcome back. All right, how was that? So that was a visualization. If you did that, and I hope you did, then I hope you also felt the real power of that. Now, I use this one example of golf. I don't know, maybe you're a golfer, maybe you're not. I'm actually not a golfer. I don't golf. But to me, that was just a peaceful and good scene to illustrate the power of visualization. I wanted to use something that everyone could really feel and buy into. And I hope you got the vividness in there that I wanted you to get. Now I want you to really imagine, what would your life look like if all those big goals that you have in your life, whether your weight goals, your business goals, your career goals, your relationship goals, whatever, if you visualized the way that you visualized right now with this golf scene, if you did that for all your major goals and everything that you want in your life, and you did that on a daily basis, and you did that consistently, repeatedly, do you think that would help you to accomplish those or not? Do you think that's worth the 10 or 15 minutes that it takes to do this? Do you think that's worth it for you? Do you think it's worth to master this technique yourself so that you could run this on yourself? Yeah, I hope so. It definitely is. So I want to encourage you to give it a shot. Try to make a habit of it and see how far visualization can take you. It can take you very, very far. Okay, this is Leo. I'm signing off. This is it for how to do visualization. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Please like this. Click the like button right now. Please share it. Throw it up on Facebook or wherever you like to share videos. Show it to your friends. And then, of course, I'm directing you to my newsletter at actualize.org. Come and sign up. I'm releasing new articles, new videos, new exclusive content and goodies for you and for my subscribers, really, every single week. This is exclusive content that you can't get anywhere else. Plus, it's free. And what I'm doing is I'm giving you the techniques and the knowledge and wisdom that you need to master yourself, to understand yourself on a deep level so you can have that kind of amazing life that you want. How do you create that kind of life? I want to show you how to create it. If you're interested in that, go ahead and sign up because there's a lot more great stuff coming and I feel like I'm just getting warmed up. My best content is still yet to come. So sign up and you're going to be on board for all that.